Welcome to the Victory Lane podcast for September 21st, 2020. We have today an episode which was recorded on September 9th. This is a conversation with Dow Smith, who was at the historic festival at Lime Rock Park. And we'll pick up the conversation in progress with Dow now. With me this afternoon is Dow Smith. Dow was recently at the historic festival at Lime Rock Park. Good afternoon. Welcome, Dow. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
All well here. Well, except for the Armageddon orange sky, but other than that, all well.
Well, fortunately, in the Northeast, we don't have any of that right now. Thank God.
So the weekend at Lime Rock, that was a success?
It was an amazing success. I've never quite seen anything like it. I've been going to these historic festivals, 20 years. I've covered them for Victory Lane for the last 5 or 6 years. And before that, we used to drive in it. So this was just something totally different. And the track really did an amazing job of pulling this event off, because otherwise, it wasn't going to happen. There were no spectators at all. The track followed very careful pandemic guidelines. The state of Connecticut has been pretty tough and very successful in damping down the plague. But, how you do that in a place where there's race cars. And so anyway, they had all this in place. They did an excellent job. When you drove in, there was only one way to drive in. The other side of the track where they sometimes people will be, that was closed off. So you could only go in through one entryway. And they would take your temperature, and you would sign the release with your own pen, or they had a can full of pens to sign the release. And there were sanitation, hand sanitation places all over the track. So it was very different. There was absolutely no spectators. Usually they have, maybe 35,000 people, that famous hillside above the left-hand turn that can see all the way from start finish around to turn four, usually packed with people. This time there were a few little people sitting up there in their chairs, mostly spouse of drivers and crew members, or drivers who have finished for the day and they come sit up there and watch it. So there was a handful of people on the hillside. So it was very strange. But it was the racing was great. There were some very interesting cars. So I thought it was a fabulous weekend. The other thing that was great, which you will not appreciate there in California, the weather was fabulous. Just a beautiful day, bright sun, 70 to 80 degrees. The weather could not have been more perfect, which is ironic because last year when it was still hugely full of spectators, it was rained very hard on Monday, and it was water running across the track, and they had to stop the whole thing on Monday afternoon and send everybody home because the track was partly flooded. So it was a big contrast than last year.
Well, this is how plagues come. Sometimes it's floods and sometimes it's locusts, but can't have all good things all at once. So you said there were some outstanding cars there. Any come to mind?
There were a couple of interesting cars there. And the contrast is that Murray Smith, who was the event chair for Skip Barber, who owns Lime Rock, Murray did get together some cars. And they were great, some great cars. There was a 1950 Alfetta Formula One car, the original World Cup or World Championship car. It was a car that the late Peter Giddings had put together from parts and things that they tracked down in Italy and elsewhere. And then it was assembled. So it's not really a replica. It's a part of an original car. Over half the original parts are in it. It's a beautiful car. Hopefully I got a good picture of it, so hopefully the magazine will use that. And it was run by Peter Greenfields, who was a good friend of Peter Giddings, and who Peter's wife asked Peter Greenfield to buy the car. And it's only been run at Sonoma once and now the festival. So it was pretty spectacular. Never seen anything like it. Of course, you won't outside of a museum. They had a Maserati 250F in beautiful shape, an Alfa Romeo sports racer TT. I forget what it's called, but it was in great shape. And then a Peugeot diesel Le Mans car from the Peugeot team at Le Mans, which goes around and doesn't make much noise. Huh. So they did exhibition laps like that. And that part, some of the flavor that you come to appreciate from the historic festival in the past.
But I would imagine with some of the protocols for quarantine and so on in the Northeast, that it must have been very difficult for drivers to tow in and attend, you know?
That was interesting. There was over 180 cars entered for the various races. And they were all pretty much from the Northeast. There were a few people who listed Florida addresses, but they own homes in Connecticut or New York State. So they really weren't coming from Florida. And Connecticut has had very tough guidelines for where you can come from and how long you have to quarantine and all that sort of stuff. So just about everybody was from a Northeast state that is acceptable in Connecticut. I think everybody was. So that may have cut down a little bit on the number of cars, but 180, that's plenty of cars. They use both paddocks. There's an A and a B paddock. Both B paddocks are pretty big. So they were able to keep the cars fairly distant from each other in the paddocks. And usually there's a lot of foot traffic around the paddock by spectators and that sort of thing. And since there were no spectators, the paddock was good and safe, and I think most everybody I saw was wearing a mask. That was great. So people paid attention, followed the rules, and it came up, I think, and the racing was great, very competitive. You know, usually at the historic festival, Murray Smith brings in a collector car, somebody who has a great collection of cars, and they'll be in the A paddock, but that they didn't have that, of course, this year. Usually there's a famous name from the past who comes in, that signs autographs, that sort of thing. They didn't have that, obviously. So it was kind of, and it was sort of a nice kind of event. It was because there weren't too many people all over the place, and you could walk around.
And 180 cars is a very good number, and it shows the strength regionally of great cars.
Yeah, no, it was the first year. It's normally been sponsored by the VSCCA, it was a sanctioning body. VRG, Vintage Racers Group, Racing Group, also sanctioned this year. There was a special grid for VSCCA of typical cars that they run, which are normally like pre-1965, and then the VRG, which takes newer cars and runs a regular series of Formula 4 races. And so their event was basically a race for their Formula 4 championship that they run over the year. So that was a good turnout from both clubs. I think at the end, Skip Barber was thrilled by the turnout. I think Murray Smith did a great job. I should mention they had the concours on Sunday in the park, they call it. They had about half of what they normally have for entrance, and they had about maybe a 1/8 the number of spectators. They did have the cars come in that they for the various car club corrals of marks, and they had those all around the course, so they were pretty spread out. And that was a very successful event as well. So, Sunday in the Park Concours. And so they had some spectators for that because of the nature of the thing, and they could spread it all out. So that worked well.
We have to give it up to anybody who pulls off a full event, especially something like a Concours, which is obviously a spectator-driven feature. There's really very little point in holding a Concours without anybody to come and look at the cars.
Right.
So, you know, congratulations to them. Sounds like you had a great time, too. The weather was awesome.
The weather was terrific, and I got all over the course pretty easily. And because there were no spectators, so you could go pretty much anywhere you wanted without too much trouble.
Awesome.
It was overall a pretty amazing weekend.
I really appreciate your taking a few minutes here today to join us and give us the rundown of the weekend. And we absolutely look forward to seeing your write-up in Victory Lane Magazine.
I'm working on it as we speak.
All right, Dal.
Good.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Yep. Bye-bye.